Minchas Chinuch Shir Monday night, or Lavov Elul Tov Shin Ayin.
Ayin what?
Tov Shin Ayin.
Yes. Yes, not eight times.
Okay. We're towards the end of Mitzvah Yudalin Minchas Chinuch and Chinuch Minchas Chinuch. And which is Lo Nachil on the Pesach to Ger Atosha. The Chinuch learns like the Rambam that the Ger is someone in the is the heading is in the Pasuk is Socher Atosha. The heading he gives is Ger Atosha. Socher. So according to the Chinuch and Rambam, it does not mean the same thing as it means in the Parsha of Truma, where it says Toshav Koyin the Socher Lo Yochal Kodesh. There it's different types of Eved Ivris. Here it's a guy that's in the process of becoming a ger, Mol V'loy Toval, or, and the ger is a ger toshav, who's legitimately allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, which we don't allow Ovdei Akum. We're not supposed to allow Ovdei Akum to live in Eretz Yisrael. You need to be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs. You have to be a Ger Toshav. But some say you become a Ger Toshav merely, it's enough to be Mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah. Some say you have to be Mekabel all Zayin Mitzvahs. Okay, be that all as it may, we're up to, we're really towards the end of the Minchas Chinuch, in the most of the Minchas Chinuch. What? They certainly weren't makabel to do it. They don't believe that they have to do it because of Torah Misinai, so it's meaningless, the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam writes. Maybe it's Tolkien, but it's pretty meaningless. Yeah. Okay. We're in Os Ches in most people's Minchas Chinuch, and he goes off on a different subject. Ubiyosi Bazer. You have the place, maybe. Okay. Kan. Kan. Yeah, you have it? Ches. Ches. Mitzvah Yudalid Os Ches. In the. Okay. Okay. So he says, once we're talking, because he was talking about if the Isser is on the Goy, and it's a very strange type of matzah that there's a din in the Torah that's relevant to a Goy, and it's like talking to a Goy. But Akoponim, so he asks a few questions. There would be an Isser, for example, in the previous piece, he talked about there would be no din of a Kazayas, because there's no Shiurim to a Goy. Okay. So now he has another question. If he might have kind of on Kravavohu, the Homokum Shinemolo Sochal, Isser Hano, Nami Bimashma, that you don't need a different phrasing. The other man, the Omar, holds that if it says Lo Yeyochel, it means Isser Hano too. But if it says Lo Yochel, it just means Achila. But Kravavohu holds that any lo yocha, lo socha, lo sochlu means Isser Hanoh as well. You know, any lav of achila includes Isser Hanoh. The chomokah shenema lo tocha v'chulu v'isser nonah b'mashma. So in Cain, what about an Isser to a goy? Heve menachai, the menoach muzer olov, v'chein lav zeh, the one we are learning, toshav, right? Toshav koi, toshav v'socha lo yochabo. That's what it says by the Koyan, by Truma. Here it says, don't say Lo Yochal, right, I'm sorry. But the previous mitzvah, it says, don't be, the previous mitzvah by the Meshumid, it says, Kol Benechal Yochal, but there, right, it does say Lo Yochal, I'm sorry. But it means not to be Ma'achil. There are also some say that's what it means. Akabonim doesn't mean Isser Hanoh too. So whether it's Eivim and Achai or Vishlav, came also Banoh, Gam came the Benoah. So, you know, since according to Rav Avohu, he's saying Lo Yochal means Isser Hanoh as well, without a ribui, without any special, without any other psukim. So it would mean that to a guy as well. You know what I'm saying? After the psukim that Chavvezim and Vezim the Eva Menachai Mutab Hano, Halacha for Yisrael, is that Eva Menachai is Mutab Hano. That's because of the Limud, the Iskish Ladam, the Mishnah Torah in Chumash Devarim. Again, you have like a technical quirk that a guy, the guy's Torah, Zayin Mitzvah, doesn't include the Yud Gimel Midas. That's the Yid. That's part of the Torah that's given to Yid. The guy is no shaykhah to Yud Gimel Midas. So, Mamela, it would turn out, it's very interesting, that the Eber Menachai doesn't have. His Yisr Eber Menachai, it means Yisr Hanoah because it says Lo Soichal, but there's no ribuy of a hekesh to say that it's Mutav Hanoah. Ach Be'emes, but that's not really true, says the Menachas Chinuch. Mutav Lahem, Machmas Mika Midi Di Yisrael Shari. There's a general rule which has a lot of exceptions. There's a general rule in the Sechel Sanhedrin that says Meikam Midi Dili Yisrael also about Noach Mutter. That it's an anomaly. It's like, it doesn't really make sense that something should be mutter to a Yid who has more mitzvahs and more kedusha, and technically it's also to a guy. It doesn't make sense. That doesn't always hold true. You find something, the much we just had with a shear, that a chatzi shir, well, is not a bar onshin for a yid, but it's a bar onshin for a guy, because he has no shirim. So I don't know if he would apply that to that, but I'll confirm him here, he does apply it, and he says it would be too much of an anomaly to say that a guy has an isra hanah by Eber Menachai, while a yid does not. Even though he's so mutter banah, Shari Gamlu Bnei Noach, he does apply the rule. He had a fellow on the bottom, brings out a maril, that the rule does not apply. Okay, that the rule only says if it's mutter to a yid, then it can't be also to a guy. But here it's also for a yid to eat also, and it's only mutter b'hanot, you don't slice it that way. No. I answer Hedron that from Tesla and Aleph. Achladas Haram Perik Tesla Malacham Malachi Yud Gimel. The Mefarcheses, when you shecht an animal and it's still thrashing about, Mutal Yisrael, it's technically mutter because you shechted it already. Rather, it's also to eat from it because of it's considered inappropriate. But it's certainly shechted. And it's. But for a goy, it's still Eber Menachai. It's thrashing about. So it's dead. But then the Gemara says, so according to the Rambam, of Parcheses is Takamutal Yisrael, but also the Bnei Noach, because the rule doesn't apply, or he doesn't hold of the rule. Ayin Shom Bekesef Mishnah, and Kien Efshet Eber Menachai, also Bahanol of Bnei Noach, so maybe that would be the case also here. Vaitel. Vayim Bachronim Shemasmos Haloshon Lo Tochal, Mashmal Rabavohu Isur Hanoah. In other words, when you say according to Rabavohu, it automatically means Isur Hanoah, it means it's inherent in the words. I think the way the Rambam puts it is that we assume that the Torah only answered Achila as one form of Hanoah. But it really means all Hanoah. But the most prevalent form of Hanoah is Achila. This gets you into problems because it seems that the Rambam sheet is that you don't get Malchus. And even if something's also Hanoah and you get Hanoah from it, it seems that the Rambam holds you don't get Malchus from it. Which would mean that the Lav, as it stands, is Achila. And you learn out that it's also Hanoah too, but that's Osir, that's a Div, it's not the Lav. So that obviously doesn't fit in with this Sad. Words Lo Sochal means Isra No as well. Okay.
The Rambam is not looking because
I don't remember if the Rambam gives a reason. I don't remember if the Rambam gives a reason, but then if you're not looking, the reason would be that Lo Sochal still means eating, except it means all Hanos, but that's not considered exactly the opposite of the words we're learning now. It's not part of the Lav, it's not included in the Lav. You learn out, like according to the Rambam, he says that you learn out that it's any form of hanah, just achila, but not that it's included in the words lo socha. Melu is no malchus. It's a din, but it's not included in the law. But the Michas Chinuch here is starting off with the achronim that suggests that the lo socha mashma the Rabbah Bohu is hanah, that it's takar mashma achila and any other hanah. According to that, even if you apply the Meika Midi and you say Vedam and Achai Mutter Banol of Anoach Kivni Yisrael Mutter, one of the mitzvahs, okay, so by Vedam and Achai, maybe you would be forced to say it's Mutter because of the Svara of Meika Midi, but one of the mitzvahs, one we're dealing with here, it's only to a guy. A year does it from a carbon Pesach, obviously. So here, Shalom Otsinu Heter Hanoh, Vigor Hazor Al Bnei Noah, Yisrael Mitzuvah Lechol, obviously, and Kain Osir Gam Kain Banoh. So we would say that here, Lo Sochal, so it would be Osir Banoh too. Vechiva the Muzer Al Hanoh, Efer Gam Kain the Onjin also Al Hanoh. Okay, the Das or Rav Magid, or the Rav Magid does say the reason. Perek Ches, Halacha Tzayin. Hello? Sorry. Yes? No, not real quick. In the middle of the second year, you have to be back after 9:15. It was real quick, it turned out. The Dazar of Amagid, Perichet, Allah, the Zayn, Macholos, Asuros. The Lakach Ein Lokan Al Hano, Davi Shlo Kederech Achila. I do not understand that sentence. In order to, it's like everything's Achila, and Hano is like Lo Kederech Achila. You got Hano a different way. Like everything's a subset of Achila, so you don't get Malkabonim. According to Rav Magid, there's a technical reason why you don't get an Onesh Bahanoah, even if something's also Bahanoah. But that reason would not apply to a Goy, because a Goy gets punished even if it's Lo Kederech Achila. That's what he says. Uvamishim Lamelech Verkemi Yisodei HaTorah O Dahavi Midin Chatzishir. I don't know, no one likes my reason, apparently. I guess they assume it is nichlal in the words lo sochal, but it's like very strange to me. So, Lecha Mishnah holds that that Hanoah, pure Hanoah, not Achila, is called lo kederech Achila. So you don't get Malkus. I don't know, yeah. Or it's called a Chatzishir. It's a subset. That's what I would just call it. They're both learning that Hanoah is definitely like the secondary Isser. Even if it's Lichal and Lo Sochal, but it's not an equal partner. It's not like Lo Sochal means don't eat or get Hanoah. Then obviously these Svaros would not apply. But it's a subset of eating. It's a form of eating. It's a type of eating. It's a corollary of eating. Whatever it is, it's either like Chatzishir, like it's not quite eating, so it's like Chatzishir, or it's Lo Kederech Achila, it's like a weird type of eating. Akbonim, they apparently, I say the Svara is, because it's not Nichlal in the Lav, so there's no Malkus. You extrapolate, and you learn out that all Hanos are Usher, but you don't get Malkus for that extrapolation. To get Malkus, you need it to be included in the Lav. They learn it's included in the lav, but again, if it would be included in the lav in a primary way, that it would be don't eat or get hanoah, then I don't see how these svaros would be shayach. It's like the svaros of the fairy don't get hanoah, so you have no right to call it chatzishir or lo kederech achila. So it must be that it's secondary. Don't eat or benefit from it. I don't know. I don't see how they're learning. But like upon them, it's secondary. It's an offshoot of eating. And I'm just using words. I don't really understand it. It's an offshoot of eating. It's not a type of eating. It's an offshoot.
It couldn't be the you're saying the same what the others were saying?
I don't see how. I wouldn't call it chatzishir. I would say there's no lav. The lav talks about only eating. I guess there's like prime hanah, which is eating, and then there's subprime hanah, which is other forms. You smear it on your skin for protection against the sunlight, face, whatever the case may be. Maybe, I don't know, whatever it is. Al-Kaponavi says, if you can't keep it to Ben-Noach, Muzer al-Khatsishir from there, Achille, he says those reasons would not apply to Ben-Noach. So Ben-Noach would get, see, according to me, a Ben-Noach wouldn't get, well, maybe he would, because a Ben-Noach gets an onus for everything. Like, whatever's included in his love is included in the Isser. Kaponami says that Ben-Noach would get Malkus for Hanoa because he doesn't have dinim of Shoter Hatila, and he doesn't have dinim of Chatzishir, which is Sadnu Lamala. And Kay Nenesh al Hanoa Gavke. But I'm Shitas Harbi, the Lokim Tomer al Hanoa. Let's not forget that there are Shitas that you do get Malkus for Hanoa. Not everybody holds you don't get Malkus for Hanoa when something goes to Hanoa, obviously we're talking. Rak al Kaponim Hanoa mi Kazayas. But you have to have Hanoa from a Kazayas. Even that's where I want to belong to my feeling. In other words, you, what would you say left to your own devices? You would say, when there's an Isra Hanoah, I think you would say left to your own devices, when there's an Hanoah, Isra is a Shavu Pruta. That's how much Hanoah. The Hanoah is measured in terms of value. It's not like a Kazayas eating it. It's value. Value is a Pruta. But he says, no. You would need Hanoah from the Chefts of the Isura, which is based on the Isra Achila, a Kazayas of the Isser, and then you're not allowed to have Hanoah from a Kazayas of the Isser. That's what he says the din is. Even those who hold that you do get Malkus for Hanoah, but it's Hanoah from a Kazayas of the Isser. Rakal Kapolim Hanoah Mikazayas, even that's correct, one of the Lashon Achila. I am Slak, Sachem, that for Bez and Bez, Sugi, the Chiske, where I go, the Chiske, where Abram and Achai, if can't eat it, if they know, I can't kill the Gam, can't call to who? So you don't need a Kazayas even for eating. You can't own to know some Hano, call to who? Bazaros on Vachulu. After the Mash, I view, I crown him, I wish Lamella, even that I know, I'm a foolish big craw. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'll can't aim low, kid, that's what I'm saying. Because it doesn't say for Farish. So then a Benoah could also maybe not get Malkus for Hanoah, but he doesn't say it's a fairish in the puzzle. And Cain has said, the Gamkin named Benoach Muzer, but Sarachin, or Hamdin, and Benoach Muzer. So he discusses, Sadodim, would the Benoach, yes or no, get Malkus for something that's also Banoah? This is for sure also Banoah. First, he had a pilpul about if Abram and Achai is also Bahanoah or Benoah. Do you say Miika Midi, or do you say that the Heket is Zereshova being Mater Abram and Achai Bahanoah doesn't apply to a guy, he's not the Yud Gimel Midas, or do you say Miika Midi? So he goes back and forth with that. But then he focuses on elements. The elements are certainly no Miika Midi, it's only on this to a guy. So it's maybe it is Osir Banoah, because if you hold Lo Yochlu means Hanoah too, so it is Osir. Then it depends, why don't you get Malkus? And would a guy get Malkus? Maybe not. Maybe yeah. He goes through the reasons yeah. Then at the end he says not, because if the reason you don't get Malkus is that it's not Mefurish Pekra, so then a guy would also not get Malkus because it's not Mefurish Pekra. Finally, Kamen Dini B'nei Noach Barichus. Not sure where. Find out. Yes, sure. Oath test. Over a guy b'cham alavim. This guy really went to town here. Machmas lav de benechor gamkein. This lav. I'm sorry. The previous lav. Because he's certainly a benechor. Machmas orel. So that's besides. Ger Vitoshov, and he's worse than a Ger Vitoshov, but he's also an Orel, and he's also a Ben Nechar.
Pesach,
yeah. Well, if he died, he actually allowed the Orel, keep the new Kolomah, the Israel Azrachmona, came and he takes your name to the Goy Gamkin Azer, he's saying, well, maybe he doesn't have the Isra of Orel because he doesn't have to be Mal. It's like there's nothing wrong with him being an Orel. So it's not, there's nothing wrong with Arelus for him because he doesn't have to be Mal.
But there's really something wrong with an Orel eating from Pesach.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with him being an Orel. Something wrong with an oral eating carb bezek if there's something wrong with being an oral. But if there's nothing wrong with being an oral, then there's nothing wrong with an oral eating carb bezek. Except for the fact that he's a guy. And a beinechar. But an oral he's not. Even though he is an oral. He's not muzer in the lab of an oral not eating the carb bezek. Can I call a lab and shibatoira directly as well? Never. Here we say it's an issue to a guy because we say the Torah is ostensibly talking to the guy. For also he backtracks on that. Maybe the Torah is only Mazir or Yisrael.
It's not
Mukhrach. He's saying now, he's backtracking. He's saying it's not Mukhrach. It's a very big Kiddush that if the Parshas Bereishis and Noach, when you have the regular Bnei Yisrael getting the Torah, that there's any statement in the Torah talking to a God. Very, very big Kiddush to say that. He's backtracking from Oro, he's backtracking from Benechor, but here you have Meleitza and Geritoshim, or Goyim. According to the Chinuch and the Rambam, these two people are Goyim. So you could say, the way the Chinuch headlines it, Lo Nachil in HaPesach L'Ger B'Toshov, but it seems most hold that this is an issue to a Goyim. You have a good riddle. Really have an issue to a Goyim. Why is it an counter that the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and then Yaakov? Now, if you're in Yimalkus, okay, I'll let me know if one of them is well. Okay, we're up to Mitzvah Tezvot. Okay, we'll start this with Tesla. We'll learn the Chinuch. It's with Tesla. Shalo lahotzi mibsar ha-pesach chutza. Now, what does chutzah mean is a huge machlekas in the Gemara. The Chinuch never told us there's no separate mitzvah that you have to eat the Pesach, the Chabura, Achas. There's dinim about that. When could the Chabura split? When can't they split? But there is a din to eat it by Chabura. He doesn't count that as a mitzvah because it's part of mitzvah vav, which is to eat the Karban Pesach. Then there's rules how to eat it. But this is a lab to move it, to carry it. And this is going to see, we're going to see in the Menchas Chinuch, we see in the Gemara, it's going to have all the dinim of Vaitzor and Shabbos. Like it's very technical. You need Akira and Hanocha, and it's mostly Rishus L'Rishus. What about Dalai Lamas? You're going to have all dinim, it's Vaitzor. And it's very funny. Yeah. Pesach says b'bayis echod yeochel, and it's going to be—it's a machlokes in the Gemara. What exactly b'bayis echod yeochel means? One house, one chabura. Can you make two chaburas and chatzila when you, after you shech the korban pesach, could you the chatzila split it up into two chaburas? And it just means you can't switch chaburas in the middle. You have to eat it in a group. Once, so we'll see. We'll see. This one we'll talk about.
It means a room.
Usually it means a room. The Mishnayos, they didn't live in much more than a room. It's not a steer, it's not like a new definition. They basically lived in a room. They did all their work in the chotzer. All their furniture was in the chotzer. They had them one room, bedroom. They cooked in the chotzer, they baked in the chotzer. I don't know where they ate. I don't know. Anyway, so the Bayis Echad Yeochel is not counted as a mitzvah saseh because it's a prat in the Dine Achilas Korban Pesach, which is mitzvah.
No,
So it's a prat in the mitzvah achiva, but there is a lot. The pasuk says, "Bavayis echad yechel lo solzi min habayis min habosar chutzah." Right, so that's a lav. So we'll see. The process is once the group starts eating, then you're not allowed to go outside the group. You're not allowed to remove. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to be mochi the meat outside the room where the carbon pesach's being eaten.
So the person who's eating a carbon pesach by themselves
doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. Well, maybe it applies if you go outside the room. You can't. I don't remember right now, clearly. You can't move it from, once you start eating, you said the chatchila formed two chaburas, we paskin, but then once you start eating, you can't take the meat from one chabura and join the other chabura and eat it, even if it's in the same room. And you can't be mochi it from the room. Then there's a question of Akira and Hanocha. So, Lola, what?
Yeah,
the mokum where it's being eaten. It means the world in which it's being eaten and the mokum where it's being eaten.
The act of eating would be considered hanacha.
No. You mean if you have it in your mouth, you So what? Because you eat it like a king. A king eats, doesn't go from place to place eating. He has a royal table, and that's where he eats his meals. Doesn't bounce from place to place. There's not a fast food.
Nation,
we became lords, noblemen, free men. Their meals, nechel beicholom, rovam shelohem, surrounded by their entourage. They don't go bouncing around like a fast food joint. But they sit, you're having a steak dinner, you don't go eat in the next room. This is where you are. Dalas oretz, but the peasants, like we are peasants, beis yachinu sud the gedola, They send out food. They say, "Yeah, we're making a big party." They send out food. A king. Okay, this is the idea. The idea is that this is how free men, noblemen, princely people eat. They sit. They are the suda, and they don't leave during the meal like your kids do during the Shabbos meal. Okay, we'll stop here. We are going to Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night. We'll take it day by day. Tomorrow night, Mitzvah Shem, yeah, I certainly plan on being here and learning.